What's up, good people? It's your boy Timo with the dance moves.
And none other than that problematic brother, Mr. Curl himself.
That's right. And you are listening to the No More Two-Stepping Podcast.
Yeah.
And as always, we got a thought.
Yep.
Yo, go ahead, hit him with today's mathematics, brother Curl.
You already know. Spicy. Peace, guy.
I thought I was going to say it.
But yo, all right, so check this out, bro. So I'm going to say the quote, but then I'm going to get an explanation on really where it is.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so the quote is, stop giving credit to malevolent forces. Now, let me show you where I'm going with this one.
Okay, because you used some big words.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maleficence, all that. So where I'm going with that is, because I know we've all heard when something problematic happens in life, oh man, that's a test. That's a trial for you to overcome.
Yeah.
It makes you better, makes you stronger, right? I argue that. I say that wasn't a test or a trial. That was an attack against you.
Mm.
That wasn't the classroom. That was real life bombardment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we're not.
This is an adjuster. Look, had to adjust the mic.
Had to adjust.
Had to get in the convo mode.
The convo stance.
The cooking stance.
But yeah, I'm like, no, stop making light of something problematic that happened to you. Stop putting it on yourself.
Like, yeah.
Oh, you know, I need to go study. I need to build myself up differently. And this, that, and the third. While I'm not saying don't improve yourself, don't ignore the fact that this person just shot a bullet at you.
Mm.
To go, you know what I'm saying, straight to the point, you know what I'm saying, I'm direct, to make this a little bit easy to understand. The Black Wall Street Massacre.
Yeah.
That was an attack.
Yeah.
That stuff was clearly destroyed. But I've heard people being like, you know, that was a test for our people. You know what I'm saying? We came back. We stronger. We got all types of black businesses. We got black entrepreneurs. We got, you know what I'm saying, people with black clothing lines like FUBU. We got Jay-Z owning record labels and this, that, and the I'm like, bruh, yes, we do have that. It probably would have happened even if Black Wall Street didn't get burnt down. But why are we just holding to the success? Like, no. Black Wall Street is gone.
Yeah.
It's in ashes. Like, instead of thinking, oh.
That's a wild take.
Very. But I think it hits home because everybody's focusing on, oh, you know what I'm saying? Build different. I'm like, no. What do we build to make sure we don't get burnt no more?
Yeah.
Like, what is the defense against that attack as opposed to, oh, you know, got to study a little harder.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with that one? What's your thought on that, man?
So, my thought on that, and this is something that, this is something that, like being a Christian.
Okay.
Right? Being a believer, we like to call everything a test from God. Right?
Yeah,
We just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's people miscategorizing consequences and attacks.
Mm.
Like you said,
mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes, no, it's not a test. It's a consequence of poor preparation.
Mm, I like that wording.
You know, like my business failed, but it was just a test to see if I was going to keep going. Well, no. Let's talk about why your business failed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you follow all the instructions? Did you actually seek wisdom? Were you opening up your store on time, closing it on time? Were you getting out? Did you do proper research?
Yeah.
Did you make sure that your suppliers were consistent and could handle your orders as they were coming in?
Right.
You know, like, did you make sure that you didn't blow up faster than you were supposed to? That to me, that's not a test. That's a consequence of not properly following wisdom.
Yeah.
When it comes to owning a business.
Yeah. You're going exactly where I wanted to go.
You know, because like failure is not always a test. Failure is sometimes just a lesson.
Right.
It's sometimes a lesson. And like, to your point, we have a lot of people who don't see certain things as attacks when they really are attacks.
Yeah.
And I'll say, from a standpoint of a person who is an empath, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always want to see, because I do believe that people are inherently good.
Right.
And I always want to give people the benefit of doubt. And that benefit is I give you the benefit of love and good intentions.
Right.
Because I know that what I'm doing out of love and out of good intentions. I'm never doing anything like to intentionally offend or hurt someone.
Right. The intent isn't there.
Yes. The intent is that sometimes, and it's something that I had to tell my students. I added it to my beginning. Like, look, y'all, I could be sarcastic, but just know these are jokes.
The intent
is to be funny. And if ever it's not funny to you, if ever you feel like I'm attacking you, let me know.
Right.
Because that's not my intent. I never want you to leave this classroom feeling like I don't like you or that I'm making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
With like ill intent.
Right.
You know? And so like, I let people know, like, look, I just joke. Sometimes I just like to get a joke off.
Yeah. It's for heaven.
Right. And so when people do things to me that are clear attacks,
right,
and people on the outside say like, that was an attack. They were attacking your character. They were attacking you.
Right.
Like, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And it's easy in that moment to see, this is a test to see if I'm going to still love them. This is a test that's going to be, you see what I'm saying?
I see your plan.
And so it's easy to have that mindset when someone is clearly attacking you.
Right.
That it's a test of your character from God, because it's a spirit on them, and the spirit is influencing them. And so it's a test. Well, yeah, there's a such thing as spiritual attacks.
Right.
And so you could just be being attacked.
Right.
And you have to learn in that moment how to address the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And not just see it as a test of, can I sit here and
exactly.
take it? But what boundaries do I put up to stop this attack from happening?
Exactly.
Because the thing is, the longer that they attack, they're no longer testing your character. They're testing your gangster.
They test my gangster.
but that's the thing, like, because it gets to a point where, no, it's you're looking at it as a test, but it's not a test. It is an attack, and what happens is they keep attacking until they break down your strength.
Right.
And you no longer have the strength to hold up the character that you normally walk in.
Right. Right.
Right? And so because of that, there is a breaking point.
Exactly.
A breaking point where you just attack back.
Exactly.
You attack back. And so I think that there is a mindset shift that has to happen in regards to that, because like, no, like some of the stuff, like you said, it really is someone attacking you, and it's not a test from God.
No,
it's not a test of your character.
No,
it's evidence of their character.
Facts. Is evidence of their decisions, what they're seeking to accomplish in life.
Yes.
And, you know, just as we always have been, you know, when there's a problem on the table, you know, how, because I can hear somebody's thoughts right now, like, well, what do you do about it?
Yeah.
How do you do? Well, I can't tell you how to handle a problem because there's no general answer. However, here's a rule of thumb, per se. You tell me what you think about it, Timo.
Okay.
A test will never destroy you. A test will never destroy you.
I like that.
Will only test to see where you're at.
Yeah.
If something can destroy you, that ain't no test, bro. That ain't no test. You in the field now.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
in them trenches, bro.
Yeah.
You need to figure out how to not get destroyed and accomplish the goal.
Right.
If possible. Or maybe it might be time to retreat.
Yeah.
And boomerang this jet, quit the process.
Yes.
Quit the process.
And I like how you said that, just that little nugget that you gave, because like it's important to have that mindset shift.
Yeah.
You know, because whether I'm in a test or I'm under attack, it is two different mindsets.
Very.
It's two different mindsets.
Very.
And I would never go into a test thinking that it's an attack.
Right.
Right? You wouldn't walk into English and then you get the test and like, oh, you trying to attack me?
Oh,
you trying to hurt my grade?
This personal.
This personal. What?
I took that personally.
You trying to keep me from graduating? Because you gave me this test? No, I expect a test.
Right.
If I've gained knowledge and wisdom in this class, then I expect a test to show what I have learned.
Yep.
I expect that.
Yep.
What I don't expect when I'm in a classroom setting where I'm supposed to be learning something and showing that I've learned something
right.
is an attack.
Right.
If a teacher ever attacks you, then that's wild.
Very.
That's crazy.
Horrendous.
Wild and crazy kids. Oh, my goodness, in this thing. Yo! One day we'll have a conversation where it's just serious. I said wild and crazy.
Never.
Like, and so, When we're looking at like relationships that we have, I don't expect you to test me. If we're friends, I'm not testing you as my friend.
That.
And so if you switch up on me and you start acting crazy and saying crazy things to me, like, this ain't no test. This is an attack.
Right.
It's some type of attack, because and maybe that's just my way of looking at it. But, I mean, I wouldn't expect a friend to test me.
A friend, an intimate partner, none of that.
Right.
Because I never understood, like, when I see people dating, like, well, I would just test to see if they would get jealous. You, what? You testing to see would he get jealous? That mean he really like you?
Right, that's wild.
That's completely off left field. It's like, nah, you cheating on him. You attacking this man.
Right. Like, right.
And vice versa, because it ain't just women doing it.
Because that's the thing. Like, you might think that it's a test, but it's a mental attack.
Completely.
Because if I'm in a relationship with you, then I feel safe with you.
Right.
And so if I feel safe with you, I definitely don't expect you to test me or to attack me.
Right.
So both of those things are it's just wild.
And crazy.
And you're acting like a kid. But when we're looking at just real life, right? And I get it. From a religious standpoint, there are certain things that we learn in the Bible that about our character, about how to handle things. Mm-hmm. And real life feels like it's just a test.
Right.
It feels like it's a test of that. But if I could be real, I don't feel like God gave us this life to just constantly test us.
Thank you.
I don't feel like he gave us this. We're supposed to be richly enjoying this life. And so if I'm supposed to be enjoying life, then I don't think every moment is a test.
Right. Every moment is at a certain moment,
you just got to be.
How do you enjoy the journey while being tested all the time?
Right. Right. I'm a teacher. Y'all ain't tested me. I got my diploma. I've been doing, at this point, I just am.
Right.
I took a test to be a teacher. Now that I'm a teacher, I have passed the test and boom, I just am.
Right.
There are no more tests.
No.
There are no more tests.
None.
Right? There are challenges. There are ups and downs that come with being a teacher. Yep. But then there are also people who attack me because I'm a teacher. Yep. Who attack the profession of teachers. And I don't see that as a test. I'm a good teacher. You know, whether or not I paid attention in college or paid attention to all that I've learned and gained. Like, no, you're attacking.
Yeah.
You're attacking me, and that's, we need to figure out how to keep people from attacking teachers, how to put laws in place to allow teachers to do their jobs and not be attacked by people who have never been in a classroom and educated children.
Facts. Big facts. To piggyback on that, we need to attack these people who make up these crazy courses that kids need to take. Like, why are middle school kids learning abstract algebra? Like, what is this thing they using to do multiplication that's pick a random made up number, put it right? It's like, what?
I don't know nothing about math. I don't know nothing about what they're doing in math.
Bro, look. And why do third graders have to test out of the third grade?
That's the old saying about, like, they see how many more prisons or whatever they can predict the future inmate population based off of the pass fail rate of third grade in the city.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, like that's a real thing. And so that's why it's so serious, because that's when third grade is where we start to leave students behind. When we just pass them along, or we just move like that, that's when they start to get left behind, and you kind of get to see it as they're going through. Like, you can see it a little bit in second grade, but, like, you know, right. Alicia, she taught third grade.
Right.
And she would always say, like, no, third grade is a pivotal grade. Like, it's a very serious, and she's the one who hit me to a lot of this. And so, it's an instance where the government uses a test as an attack, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
Because, I think at a certain point, and listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a thing where they would determine how many more prisons or prison cells they needed to build based off of the pass-fail rate of third grade in the city.
That's wild.
Yeah. And because of that, like, that's why third grade is such an important grade. Because things like, that's young.
Very.
That's really young. I was a whole fool in the third grade.
Very young.
It's probably a sale that they're like, he ain't here yet.
Man, but, we had this jam prep.
But...
And he like 38 now.
Anytime now. He gonna slip up. Keep sending him tests. But that's what, where you're using these tests, the TCAP test, the EOC, TCAP writer, whatever you want to call it. You're right. Using that to attack lower income areas, because if these students don't pass this test, that you making decisions like that based off a third grader passing a test, passing a grade, and you're not giving them more resources, you're not putting more money into those schools. What are you doing? You're building charter schools, you're building all these other schools that don't have, private schools don't have to take the same test that the public school students have to take.
Yeah. I knew about that one. Yeah.
They
don't got to take certain tests.
And so the public schools can show that they're failing, while private schools don't show that they're failing because they don't have no test to say that they're failing.
That's wild.
And so when we're talking about the difference between a test and an attack, stuff like that, that's an attack.
Yeah.
It is an attack on minorities.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attack on not just minorities, like as far as skin color, race, or but right. like also socioeconomic.
Yeah, I about to say economic, yeah.
Like it, cause
like that's a broad spectrum.
Let's keep it funky. It's some poor white students,
right,
who are going to city schools that are underfunded.
Yeah, yeah.
That are getting graded on the same report card when mm-hmm. every child doesn't have a computer, versus schools where students are one to one with devices.
Yep.
They got a laptop, the iPad joint.
Yep.
Every student. But you're judged on the same exact report card. But yet no extra money is going to your stuff. No extra money is going to your school.
Wild, bruh. But you know, this is just a test, bro.
This is just a test, man.
If you can get through this,
you can get through anything.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we have to stop sugarcoating attacks as tests.
Yes.
And call them out for what they really are.
Hold them accountable.
Because what you're doing when you're calling an attack a test is you are putting that on your back.
Yep. You putting that in your backpack.
Right, I think you said something like this, like you putting that on you instead of putting it on the person who attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting the responsibility on you when really that you really should be holding somebody else accountable for their trifling actions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just me. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. I just got to work harder. We just got to try harder. It's just or you shouldn't be doing unfair things.
Right.
You shouldn't have said that thing that was out of pocket.
Right.
Right. You shouldn't be doing that. The music just came on us. These folks trying to play us off.
Like that was an attack.
Did you see that?
They want us to stop from telling y'all the truth.
What? Y'all thought it was a test? It was a test. Let me see if they're going to stop. That test.
We still here.
Pass that test.
Cue the other thing. Town bottom. Yeah, we bust out guns.
About to turn that problematic top five music down on this track. What's going on?
About to crack some jokes on Tyler Perry and
this computer don't tell me when we done talking about Jack. We got 7 minutes left. 7 minutes left. You don't turn on no music on me. We got 7 minutes left. This is a 30-minute show.
Cut his mic off.
This'll be a banana juice hour and 30-minute show if you keep on messing with me. I talk what I want to talk. I say what I want to say.
I say what I want to say. Let out my face. Get the music out of my ear.
Music out of my ear. You bow-legged Jay Walker.
You crooked tooth sandwich eater.
You cross-eyed mind reader.
Yeah, man, it's not a cross. Oh, man.
This just got out of pocket real quick. Oh, out of pocket is out of character. That music came on. I'm like, what? How dare you? The sad thing is, I don't even know if y'all can hear it. That was just bumping through our headphones. I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, where did that come from?
What is even happening right now?
Just telling this our time? Like, oh. I'm about to say the wrong name here. Like, oh, this is Timo the Dance Moves.
No, no, no. That was an attack. That was an attack. Hold new. Actually, I hold myself responsible because I had to have done something.
I attacked myself.
I attacked myself on that, y'all.
Oh, man. That was funny. That was hilarious.
What are we talking about?
Attacks!
Yeah. But yeah, no. Like I was saying, I think. people telling you that certain things are attacks. I mean, are tests.
Mm-hmm.
And not properly identifying them as attacks. It really is just another way of putting it on you.
Yep.
To be the fixer.
Yep.
And it's always the fixer of self.
Yep.
And it's never, if I stop looking at this like it's a test, and I start looking at it like it's an attack, then I can see how, not how I need to change, but how my surroundings need to change.
That one.
And that's the important thing. We have to get back to a place where we are looking and checking our surroundings and making sure that those don't need to change.
Right.
The people who are in my area, the laws that are in place, the people who are in power, whatever. Like, sometimes our surroundings have to change. And once you realize that it's an attack, it means that you have to attack back.
Yep.
You have to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's no longer a test. It's an attack.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, let's start calling things what they are.
Yep.
And some things can be attacks. Now, temptation, that's more so that could be a test. You know? That could be a test of character.
Yeah.
However, when someone is attacking you, when a system is putting their foot on your neck,
mm-hmm.
you got to call that out, and we got to try to work to change that.
Yep, because fixing you ain't always the solution to fixing the problem.
Right. Some of y'all done fixed and changed yourselves so many times, and nothing has changed around you.
Ooh.
And you think you're still in the middle of some type of long test. Some type of long trial and tribulation.
Mm-mm.
When really it's just an attack.
Yep.
It's just an attack.
They got you in that Marvel vs. Capcom 2 Magneto Infinite.
And it ain't that. It ain't that. Mm-mm. But hey, them just our thoughts.
Let us know what y'all think.
That's right. Hit us in the comments. Shoot an email.
Let us know. Are these really tests?
Yes.
And we just sensitive?
You know, let us know. Let us know. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You know? And, you know, when you want to answer from us, we'll be right here. Same place. Same time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we going to take December off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back later with a fresh new season.
Fresh new season then.
But for now, and until then, I am Timo with the Dance Moves.
And none other than that problematic brother, Sheldon. I had to reference Sheldon from the problem. I had to. Nah, y'all know who it is. Mr. Curl himself.
And this is the No More Two-Steppin' Podcast.
And we is out.